You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Whatever. I don't even want to talk about that. Can we talk about most improved some more? Can we do that?
We can do most improved. Now, by the way, okay. We're into 30-1 now, so we're getting in a little more long shots.
I want to recap. I don't want to recap everything we've gone through. I just want to recap who we like.
Okay.
So we like Anthony Edwards a lot.
Yep. He's 14-1.
We like 14-1. We like LaMelo Ball a good amount. But the Hornets have to get the Hornets are going to be pretty good. He's 16-1.
Yep.
And I'm at least open-minded to Anthony Simons.
Yep. Yep, at 25-1.
But Edwards, I like Edwards way more than both. And I would rank them in
I think we both agree
Ball Simons.
He fits into the category of somebody that's ready to win it, right? Like everything that you've laid out.
I like him more the more we go through every player. The more we go through everybody, I like him even more because I hate all these guys to win this award. Yeah.
It's almost worth considering making sure you get him at 14-1 now because that could completely change relatively quickly.
How big a group do you want to do next? Who's in the next price tier?
So
because there are
all
some guys
30-1 guys
like
here
in 2 seconds. Like there's some guys that we're gonna get to where it's gonna be like no. Like we're gonna get to those guys probably.
All right, then I'll just go down the list. This is everybody that's 30-1. It's like 10 guys. You ready?
Okay. Pause after each one, and I'll give you like a really quick if we need to consider them. So,
okay, Alperen Sengun in Houston. I can't even say his name.
No chance. Year two, and they're gonna stink.
Yep. No chance. Tyrese Maxey, 30-1.
I thought about betting him for did I think about betting him for this award? I did. Somebody, I was just looking in the chat that had the rules and Maxey was the discussion point. So here's the question with him.
Okay.
They're going to win enough. He's in the kind of experience range that makes sense. He's going to start every game.
Yep.
Statistically, there's room for improvement, but like, is there room for improvement if Harden's on the team? Because like
so
last year he didn't run any plays through him. He couldn't run any offense because Harden and Embiid ran every
day. That's the thing is Harden and Embiid are going to be ball dominant. Obviously, they're going to work with each other a lot. So the question is does Maxey get forgotten about by defenses where he's open for more shots and gets opportunities? Or does he get forgotten by his own team and not get the consistent amount of shots and touches that he needs to really have that improvement to put him in this category? And
It's interesting, though. Like, he's such a dynamic player. You could see it.
Yeah, he is.
Like, you could see it. It's just, I look at these players, Ja, Randall, Ingram, Siakam, Oladipo, Giannis. Remember, this is 18 Oladipo, not Miami Oladipo. McCollum, Jimmy Butler. Like, Maxey's not even the second option on his team. You know what I mean? Like, it's tough. Can he be the third option? And when this is what I have to go back and check. Like, can you be third in usage and win? Like, can that be true? He's going to be third in usage. There's like no question, unless somebody gets hurt. And if somebody gets hurt, then they might not be good, which could also be the problem. 17.5 points last year for Maxey. So if he just becomes a 20 points per game scorer, we're there. We're in business. And he's a starter for a good team.
Yeah.
And he's got a pretty good name recognition right now. So like it's
his numbers
like,
actually
like Simons.
His numbers.
Yeah.
I was going to say his numbers are exactly like Simons. They're very, very close.
Just
but I
like,
feel like Simons may have
you worry
a
about
bigger
the team.
Role.
Right.
Yes. Simons will have a bigger role though in Portland in terms of just touches and Maxey. It's are you going to get enough shots? Because he's not going to be running the point. They're going to have Harden.
Right.
I would put him there in that like that third level, like the third guy on the list that you're maybe
could win. But like, do I want to bet it? Maybe not.
Yeah.
Just like, is the usage going to be there? Like, I just don't know if that's true. If Harden's on the team, I don't know if the usage can be there. Now, to be fair, the Harden contract situation has not resolved itself yet. So like. It's not, it doesn't have to work out this way. So Jake, by the way, we can, Jake, we can lower the dope ass speed for this discussion just because we're not doing picks anymore. That's the only reason I say that. So just because, like, you know, I'm not talking about Giants under anymore. I sometimes you hear the dope ass beat too much, and it just after 10 minutes, I'm like, I think I don't want to hear it anymore. So
it's not dope.
So
anymore.
I still like Edwards way more. I still like, right. It's just needs to be the go away beat. So the Edwards I like the most still by far. I think LaMelo, yeah. Simons, and Maxey all have question marks, all can win, but I think I'm skeptical on all three. I would maybe bet them, but I would like need more reassurances either from research that I do or something that has to happen on the team roster composition where like all three of them are like, like can win. Like it makes sense, but you kind of need to make an assumption that's like not something that we expect to happen right now. Edwards, no assumptions are required.
All right. So we're kind of halfway in with Tyrese Maxey. I think it makes sense out of this group. Okay. And I also, by the way, looking at the rest of this, I think he will be the one that we both agree has the best shot out of everybody that's sitting at 30-1 right now at Bet
Rivers.
Okay,
keep going with the 30s.
The next one up is Scotty Barnes, who just won Rookie of the Year. I think early. Toronto's going to be pretty good, but the question is, it's only his second year. So you then wonder how much, like, I know that doesn't necessarily get taken into consideration, but does he make a big jump from year one to year two?
It's possible. I mean, I think it's just, Ball, Simons, and Maxey all have question marks in different categories, I guess, sort of. Actually, no, they share some characteristics. Like Ball and Simons, you're worried about the team for both of them. Maxey, you're worried about usage. I think this is the first guy where you'd be worried about like experience level, like year two. Yeah. Like he checks every box. There's room for improvement. They're going to be pretty good. He's going to start every game. But like, is it like, do we bet a year two guy here a lot? This is where I just need to go look at like the last 30 years and really like figure out what makes sense. But like, I think the question mark with him is just it's year two. We dismissed Jalen Green. He also played for a bad team. Şengün, I can't even believe is listed there. But like, okay. So I'm going to say no, but like, you know, he's kind of in the mix. So like, it makes sense, but I don't want to bet him. Let's put it that way.
Scotty Barnes last year, 15 points, 7.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists. So clearly more room for improvement, but he's also not looked at as somebody that's going to be a go-to scorer. He's kind of a do everything. Great defender, obviously. Can play multiple positions for them, but I don't see him being a 20 point a game scorer
feels
next
wrong.
Year. And I think that's
just feels wrong to bet him. It's just feels like a wrong idea.
It's just not really his game. Yeah. I don't think that works. The next one up is Robert Williams in Boston.
That
I think
feels
he kind of is
wrong.
Who he is. Yeah, like he can be better in some areas. Maybe one, not getting in foul trouble. Maybe a better rebounder. Add some more shot blocking to
his
game.
How many shots is he going to take next year? Like what?
I don't see how. Like unless he's getting a ton of
lobs
from Malcolm Brogdon. Yeah. Like, so I would just
where's the room for statistical improvement? Yeah, out.
The next one's interesting. Here's the next one that's interesting to me. OG Anunoby in Toronto.
Oh. OG is like a little interesting. I would need his. I don't even know. God, like what year stats from last year? You got anybody else in the 30
tier?
So
17.
We're gonna you got him.
17 okay. points, 5.5 rebounds, 2.5 assists.
It's funny because like Barnes, we just talked about. It's like, can anybody on Toronto become like a 20 plus point? Like, who's gonna do it? Basically, I guess is the question, right?
I think he's got he's got the potential more than Scotty Barnes because they kind of run like after Pascal Siakam, I think he's pretty much their second option offensively.
Like,
so that doesn't rule it out. There's Van Vliet.
I don't know.
You're right.
He feels
this would also be
they're too balanced. Feels off to me.
He's also played 5 years. He just finished his fifth year.
Nah, no pass.
So, all right, we'll figure out the rest of these 30-1 long shots next. It's You Better You Bet right here on BetQL.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. Download the BetQL app today to get the latest analytics to help you beat the sportsbooks.